Thanks for joining us at the Business Growth Cafe, where each week we select from a menu of topics for a focused discussion with an industry expert to provide insights that can impact your business's growth. With your host, Angelo Ponzi.
I am Angelo Ponzi, your host here at the Business Growth Cafe, and thank you for joining us. I love movies. I said it. I love movies, and I always have. Growing up, my family would gather on Sundays to watch the latest John Wayne movies, The Duke, Tarzan, Abbott and Costello, just to name a few. My dad loved old movies, and he had me watch them on Sundays with him, and I fell in love with them as well. My favorite, however, of all time is Robin Hood with Errol Flynn. I must have watched that movie at least 100 times. And my guest here today loves movies, too. In fact, it's the 20 years ago, going on your 20th anniversary, he founded the Newport Beach Film Festival and brought a little Hollywood to Orange County. Greg Schwenk, CEO and founder of the Newport Beach Film Festival and the Orange County Film Society, and we're going to talk about that later on. You are also a consultant and advisor to several entertainment and technology companies, a writer, an educator, and an entrepreneur. Greg, welcome.
Thank you, Angela, very much.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you here, and I've been fortunate to attend the festival and got to attend the an event last year. I think it was 10 actors to watch.
Yes, we're hosting that again on the 3rd of November at the resort at Pelican Hill.
Okay, yeah, that was really fun and really cool, and I got to meet an actor that I've always seen, and I'll talk about him later on. But before we get started, why don't we take a few minutes, tell the audience about you and about the film festival and put everything in context for today.
Sure. One thing I do want to clarify and make sure that, you know, the when we sat down to found the festival, it was really Todd Cordero and myself sat down to found the festival 21 years ago, and then had our first festival in later in March. And yeah, it is kind of crazy to think back 20 years. And when I go back 20 years, my background grew up here, and was very active even as a student at Newport Harbor High School, and engaged here in the community, and went to school at UC Berkeley, and worked my way through school doing research work. And the very first project I received, which was going to be a very short project, turned into a year and a half long project, and it was to look at the economic impact of regional film production. And it was actually for the Spanish government at the time, and they were looking to make a massive investment into building studios. And this is pre-internet. This is all done over the phone, all done with, you know, faxes and mail, real mail. And so really immersed myself at that time in what was going on in production. So we looked at Kaufman Astoria and Silver Cup Studios up in New York, and Sony and Disney down in Florida, kind of the embryonic programs that were going on in Canada at the time, and obviously the studio system here. And really, we were the first group to put together a money multiplier as far as the economic benefit, and really look at it, took it a very hard look at what happens and what really goes on with regards to growth and economy and the infusion of high-powered money into a system. And so I fell in love with the kind of business side of show business. Mm-hmm. And you fast forward, and I finish up school and end up working in investment banking. And I worked for a subsidiary of Citigroup for 10 years. And it was at that subsidiary where we were working with buying helping to sell middle market companies. So companies under $500 million in revenue or turnover. And really got to be able to look at and work with so many amazing entrepreneurs, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of companies we were able to look at. And I had the great fortune of meeting people who really, from nothing, built amazing businesses. And so I was also very active with the Economic Development Committee, the City of Newport Beach at that time. And there was an opportunity to sort of reform and refashion the Newport Beach Film Festival. And that's when Todd Cordero and I sat down and said, look, I think this is a very good idea. I think being able to focus on Newport Beach, there's no better backdrop, no better location for an international film festival than Newport. And We brought together the what we think are the sort of the stakeholders, everyone from Janice Arrington, who's the film commissioner for Orange County. And at that time, we had Bob Bassett, who just retired as the dean and really the founder of the film school at Chapman. We had Kern Rockefeller from UCI. We had Dr. Cindy King, who was a real pioneer in entertainment and television, entertainment and tourism out at Cal State Fullerton, mm-hmm. Where I now teach. And then, and again, other stakeholders from, tourism to Media Alliance of Orange County, which is a loose confederation at the time of all the major media companies, and we put the festival together.
So this isn't, I had this vision, you woke up one day and said, I love films, I'm going to do this. But this is really a journey.
Yes.
And to your point, from the business side of it, as opposed to, I'll say, the emotional side, had a short foray into the film world when I was younger. It was my first entrepreneurial experience, and I was about 23, and the gentlemen I partnered with were about 44, 45, and they convinced me we could bring Hollywood to Orange County in the production side. It failed miserably. It was a great learning experience, lasted about 8 months, and that's another story to go into. So there's some questions that I asked that I think that are relevant, but when you think about this, and it's an undertaking, when I want to talk about that, I mean, it's a small army to put this thing together, yes. And every year it's not cookie cutter. It's almost, there's kind of a form to it, but it's a lot of...
It is. I mean, we do definitely have a structure to it, but we really put together bespoke opportunities for both our audience and for our supporters, partners, and sponsors. And we really make sure that, on both sides of the equation, that we try to under-promise, over-deliver whenever possible.
Okay. So what keeps you up at night when thinking about this growth?
I think one, there's the stereotypical, any small business owner never really sleeps at all. I grew up in a family business. My parents, and still own, a small antique store in Newport Beach. And so I knew kind of, even looking at this as a side project, is something that when you invest so much of yourself into it, and you have to, you can't be an absentee owner in these types of businesses, that you're always on. I mean, you're always thinking, and that was true even for me. Again, having grown up in a family business, that was even true for me in investment banking, and I think that's why I enjoyed it so much. Is in meeting some of these entrepreneurs, is that I could relate, even though obviously they were extremely more successful than I. But just understanding their pain, understanding their pressures, and trying to relate to them on that fact. And then with the film festival, you kind of add a new twist to it, that it's a nonprofit. It's an arts nonprofit, and I think it has all of the wonders and challenges that any nonprofit organization would have. But I think that what we have been very fortunate and truly blessed with is incredible people. I look at throughout the history of the festival from day one, the people and personalities that came forward to say, we believe in this. We have a similar affliction, if you will, to really care about our community, to care about the show side of the mm-hmm. show business, and to be able to really be professional and be persistent with it. And that's what's been really an opportunity for me to not worry about, is the great people I have.
Okay. Yeah, I know there's a wide variety of films, international and yes. major motion, there's action sports, and there's all sorts of something for somebody
yes.
Throughout this festival. If you were to describe everything you've just talked about, your journey, as a book, what would the cover be? What would the title be?
That's a great question. I think, even more than a book, I'd probably look at what the movie would be called.
Okay, there you go.
And so if I were looking at that, one, I'd hope it would be called maybe we'd call it Star Wars or The Avengers, just so people would come and see it, because I don't think anyone would be super excited about it otherwise. But I think if you look at, there's no business like show business, and though that is the classic line, I think what's been most interesting is even when I was full time in investment banking, and still I did the film festival as kind of my night job, inevitably when I was talking to a business owner, and we're working at we were selling their business, mm-hmm. and so this is the most important decision aside from founding their business, and inevitably they'd start talking, we would get into that you know, what else do you do? And I would mention the film festival, and instantly the conversation was over. They were going to be focusing completely on, sure, well, who have you met? Yeah. You know, what's your favorite film? What film is going to win the Oscar this year? And I knew then, and everyone is interested in entertainment.
Yep.
And so it's been a fascinating experience from that perspective, that everyone's interested in show business.
Mm-hmm. When you first started, and as over the years, obviously some of the new movies have big name folks, and yes, I've seen pictures, and they've come to Orange County. Was that a challenge at first to convince Hollywood that what we were doing here in Orange County was relevant?
Yes and no. I think, one, obviously Newport Beach has sort of been the playground for the stars, you know, since the golden age of Hollywood. And probably in the 60s and 70s, that may have died down a little bit, but you still had, you know, people like Buddy Epson and obviously John Wayne, as you mentioned, you know, iconic figures that had homes here and lived here permanently. And so I think what's been interesting for us is the shift in attitude once people come to Newport or to Orange County. You know, how safe, how clean it is, how much people enjoy, you know, going out to dinner and going to the movies, mm-hmm, and, you know, all the events that we have at the festival. And inevitably someone will go, oh my gosh, it's not that far. And to the point where I will see people that have come down for the festival, and they will come down on their own other times of the year because it is so close.
Okay. Now, the festival this year takes place in April?
That's correct. So our 21st anniversary for the festival will be April 23rd through the 30th, 2020. We're already plotting and planning. We're already working with all many, many sponsors and supporters. And if there's anyone listening who wants to become involved, we'd love to talk with you. You know, the thing about the festival, as you mentioned, is we have something for everybody. You know, last year we screened over 350 films, hosted 18 special events, and that ranged from our opening night in Fashion Island with, you know, 2,500 people, 30 of the top restaurants doing their signature dish. In the past, we've had things like Cirque du Soleil do private performances. And it's really a spectacular evening, all the way down to, you know, intimate discussions at both the Newport Beach Public Library as well as the community room, with people in front of and behind the camera that give of their time to talk about the process of making film. And those seminars are free. So we have a wide range of opportunity for people, from, you know, the super high end, you know, put, you know, look sharp, all the way to free events for the public.
All right, fantastic. Now, that's an annual event.
Correct.
What do you do in the rest of the 11 months?
So, again, what's always funny is people go, oh, it's in April, so you probably start planning it in February.
Yeah.
I'm going, I'm starting in February for the next year, let alone for the year coming up. So we're always plotting and planning. We're always trying to think about ways that we can enhance the opportunity for our partners and our sponsors and ultimately for our audience. But we also have the Orange County Film Society, as you mentioned, and that is a year-round festival experience. Many people who are guild, you know, whether it's SAG or DGA or PGA, our members, along with the general public that want to get more involved with films that are coming out ahead of most people. So we just did Joker, for example. We had a preview screening of that. We're going to be doing a preview screening of like Ford versus Ferrari, a film that I saw at the Toronto Film Festival recently called The Two Popes. Amazing film. And again, it's really two gentlemen, you know, Anthony Hopkins and Jonathan Pryce, one playing Pope Benedict, the other one playing Pope Francis. And it's I thought, oh my gosh, there's going to be two old guys on the screen for an hour and a half. It was really great. I really was impressed with it.
Okay.
You know, definitely handled. And so you get to see these films before they come out. And then, as you mentioned, we're the one of the very few festivals, the only festival in the world, to host three of Variety's 10 to Watch programs. So Variety started this program where they're recognizing different professions within filmmaking. We have the 10 cinematographers to watch, so the men and women behind the camera during the festival. We have the 10 Brits to watch, which we partner with Visit Newport Beach in the UK, and that's been incredibly successful. We're heading into our sixth year of that. And then on November 3rd at the resort of Pelican Hill, we'll be hosting our 10 actors to watch. And it's an incredible time during award season to make Newport Beach and the Newport Beach Film Festival relevant and on the radar, in our off season.
Right. Now, I had the opportunity to attend the 10 actors to watch, and I got to meet someone that I had seen forever, and I've run across movie stars before, and I always, they don't want to be bothered. But on a couple occasions, these have been older actors, and I just couldn't help myself because of I seen him with my dad. And the man I met, who unfortunately just recently passed away, was Robert Forster.
Yes.
And so I saw him there, and I went out and I introduced myself and literally said, I'm sorry, I don't really need to bother you. And it was like he just started talking to me. And we went on, and turned out to be I grew up in upstate New York, Oswego, and he grew up 2 hours away in Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
And so we chatted, and then he went off. And at the end of the event, I went to get my car, and he went up to my wife and says, hey, where's Oswego? Where's Oswego? I want to talk to him. And I was like, oh, man, I wish I had still been down there. I would have loved just to have had a beer with him and that kind of thing. So, hey, they're people, too, and some of them like to have conversations.
I'd say that's been another area we've been very fortunate. And Robert Forster, truly a gentleman, just an incredible actor. But it's in the conversation before and then during and then after, just a really great guy. And my condolences go out to his family. And what's been really wonderful about that has been the outpouring from the entertainment community when you read through or hear people talking about it, without exception, what just a very kind and generous person of his time and his talent. And that's the other part about it is in 20 years of doing the festival, there's probably 3 or 4 quote celebrities, I'm doing air quotes now, that we would not
in case you're watching air quotes.
we would not want to work with again.
Okay.
And so it's the rare exception. These people really, if they're gonna come to the festival, if they're gonna come to the Newport Beach Film Festival, they're gonna give of their time and they're gonna want to be talking with people. And that's the neat aspect of it, is it allows what is a passive experience of going to the movies come alive with meeting the people both, again, in front of and behind the camera.
Okay. So, this is an impactful business. It is strenuous.
Yes.
Right? And there's a lot of moving parts. And we're talking in the hallway. I mean, you literally have an army
yes.
of people that, and a lot of them are volunteers.
Almost all, yes.
Volunteers, and that's fantastic. So if anybody's listening and would like to volunteer, please visit the website. I'm sure there's a place to sign up.
Yes. So if you go to NewportBeachFilmFest.com, we have a whole series of signing up both for the festival itself. Also, right now is the time when we're accepting submissions for films. We're telling filmmakers out there, both from Orange County and around the world, that if you've got a film, this is the time to submit it to the festival. And this is also the time for the community to come together to be part of our community reviewer process, where we give people the opportunity to see the films that are being submitted to the festival and help to rate and rank those films. And then the programming team will take it from there and take a look at some of those.
I'm going to check that out myself. So I have to ask, of course, what's your best memory over the 20 years?
Oh, there's so many great ones. I'll do a couple of real quick ones. One, our second year, we did we used to start the festival off with a retrospective. Our first year, we did the 50th anniversary of Sunset Boulevard, and our second year, we did The Sting. And kind of going back to your whole comment about your dad and watching movies, that was one that I would watch with my dad all the time. And I love The Sting. It's so well written, so well directed, and all the character actors and the actors in it are amazing. So we actually had the largest reunion of the cast and crew the daughter of the director read a letter. He was very ill at the time, so he couldn't attend. Aside from Redford and Newman, everyone else attended. And with these things, people had not seen each other since the last day of shooting. And that was a real treat for that evening. And just everyone coming together and talking about the making of the film and that. And the other one that I, again, kind of thinking back, I would say, one, having Crash as our opening night several years later, having the U.S. premiere for that, and then it went on to win Best Picture. But also one that's very similar to me is having an evening with a guy named Richard Sherman. He and his brother Robert, while you may not know their names, you definitely know their work. They wrote all the music for Mary Poppins, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. They wrote all the music for many of the Disney classics, but also It's a Small World. That was their song, and just incredible, incredibly talented people. We had an evening with him and Don Hahn and Dave Bassert, also Disney legends, and they did the Q&A, and Richard Sherman played all the music from their songbook.
Oh, wow, that's
cool. And I remember Don Hahn saying to the audience, going, "You don't know how fortunate you are and lucky you are to see this." It's like the idea of Cole Porter coming in for an evening to play all of his music and talk to you. And that's what it was like. And Richard Sherman is such, and still around, an amazing guy in his 90s, and just such an incredibly talented individual and raconteur to be able to talk to you about what it was like working with, you know, Walt Disney and all sorts of different stuff. And that's the cool things that happen at the Newport Beach Film Festival.
Did you ever face-to-face with somebody and went, "Oh my God, I can't believe I'm meeting you"?
I'd say our very first year, I happened to be at an event, and right there in front of me was Francis Ford Coppola and Steven Spielberg. And I'm going, okay, I think I've sort of reached the peak very, very early. And that was pretty amazing. Again, while I do come from the business side, I have a deep, deep, deep appreciation for the creative side. It's not my gift. It's not my forte, but I appreciate it. So I'm always excited to meet people that can, from nothing, whether it be, you know, a writer or a director, you know, from nothing can make something happen. And from an acting standpoint, you know, as I tell people, I have the face for radio, as they say. So it never was one of my gifts, but I can appreciate people who can take that written word and bring it alive. And then all the rest of the editing, the sound mixing, all that kind of stuff, it's such magic to me that I truly, truly appreciate it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, as I said, when we started this would blow by very quickly, and we have come to an end. So, Greg, tell the listeners how they can reach you, find out about the film festival, the Film Society, and anything else you'd like to tell them.
Sure. They can reach out to the Newport Beach Film Festival again at newportbeachfilmfest.com. If they want to call the office, that's 949-253-2880. My extension is 224 if they want to reach me directly, and I'd be happy to pass them along to whatever department they would like to be involved with.
Well, thank you so much. This has been fascinating. I this has been fantastic. I'm really excited we have this conversation. And thank you out there in Radio Land for joining us at the cafe today. You can find out more about me, read my blogs, view my show videos, or sign up to receive more information at theponzigroup.com, or please connect with me on LinkedIn. And if your business is ready for growth and you need a CMO but not quite ready for a full-time person yet, connect with me. I'd love the opportunity to explore the benefits of working with a fractional CMO. And lastly, please subscribe. And if you're already a subscriber, I encourage you to ask others to subscribe who would definitely benefit from this content. You can sign up at thebusinessgrowthcafe.com or anywhere you can subscribe to a podcast. Join me next week for lunch at the Business Growth Cafe. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for listening to today's discussion at the Business Growth Cafe with your host, Angelo Ponzi. Take a moment to subscribe to this podcast and visit our website at www.businessgrowthcafe.com. Read Angelo Ponzi's blogs at www.theponzigroup.com.